Hey, everybody, and welcome to the Fire Team, episode 103, Dad Tales Podcast. We are back this week. What's happening, fellas?
How are you, guys?
I made it through another week.
I'm doing well. Yeah. I wish I had another Sunday, I'll tell you that much.
Ice cream or the day?
Well, I can't have any Sundays. That's just bad news. You know how it
neither
is.
Neither can I, but I ate some ice cream right before I came down here.
Uh-oh.
That's tomorrow Stu's problem.
Yeah.
That's future Stu's problem.
Today's Stu.
Present Stu's loving life.
Present Stu can still taste the whipped cream on his fingertips. That's Stu Gatso, ladies and gentlemen. How's it going?
Hey, it's going pretty good, guys. How about you?
Doing good. I saw you had man, you go to more weddings than anybody I know.
Fuck, I think I'm done with them, to be honest. I think I'm done. Like, I can't do that anymore. And it's just the way that things go. Like, you know, I don't know. I guess I know quite a few people that are getting married. This year was that was the second of two for this summer. Last summer was a lot more. There was three within like a 6 week period. But wedding season. So, what are you gonna do?
It reminds me of wedding singers. It's wedding season.
Well, it is. Like, you start to get into the summer months, and everybody wants to get married then.
Yeah, we were. Shit, where were we going the other day? Oh, we were going to. Yesterday, we were going to my wife's aunt's house, and there's a church. Well, there's a lot of churches in my town. It's a huge Irish community, and you could like, you know, throw a rock and hit a church around here, but
I mean,
side note, don't. That's
yeah,
just
don't throw rocks at faith. Churches.
We're not advocating
No, please don't. But we're
just say all houses of worship too. We don't want to. Yeah.
We do not condone that. But we're riding by, and I was like, oh, there's a wedding going on. And my kids were like freaking out. Like, they've never been to a wedding. They've never seen a wedding. And like, my daughter's like, oh my God, there's the bride. She's so beautiful. Oh my God. I was like, oh yeah. Fantastic.
Hey,
their life is just beginning.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, I'm just going to jump the gun here, and Boost isn't here this week, everybody.
No, he's
not. To all our listeners.
Yeah.
But that's okay, because I got a fun fact. You want to hear it?
Sure.
Sure.
This is a special Canadian fun fact.
Okay.
Ooh.
In Nunavut, it's a province up here.
I'll take your word for it.
The license plates are shaped like a polar bear.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Really?
Instead of like a rectangle, yeah.
No, so shit. It's none of it?
None of it? Or all
none
of it?
I ain't having none of it.
Yeah, that's what I was say. They ain't having none of it?
It's a territory, not a province, actually. It's one of those way the fuck up north places, you know?
Yeah.
Live there. There's only like
one of those
cars.
Polar bear license plates would look really good on my brand new car I have outside.
Oh, yeah? Are we starting this crap again?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, Raymore and Flanagan, they like that tweet. Let's set something up. DM.
I was going to go for the Simmons, you know. Ooh, my Simmons couch is so comfortable.
Who else? Did anybody else like the theater, or is it just Raymore and Flanagan?
Literally just Raymore and Flanagan.
Hey.
Everyone else is like, fuck off, guys.
Two names say it all. Am I right, guys? We also have with us Baroque Reaper.
Yeah, how's it going?
How do you do, sir?
I survived my week where I actually took off 4 hours from work and still ended up with 3 hours of overtime. So it's been one of those weeks. Also, I found a new musician that I'm not going to pick for my song of the week, but really awesome music videos. If you ever want to like just see like really, they're really artsy, but they're cool. It's Nigel Stanford. He does some really weird stuff. Like one, it's doing with all like these chemical and sound wave experiments for his video, and it's kind of cool.
Awesome.
Just put it out there, you know. Found stuff today. But nice. What do you call an elephant that doesn't matter?
Elephino.
No, it's an irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
All right.
And you know, the other day, my wife was like, "I can't find my phone. Do you know what I did with it?"
No.
And I looked at her and I'm like, you lost it? The shoe came flying right at my face, you know, just whew. Yeah. I had to duck quickly for that one.
I bet you did.
Wait, was that the joke? No, I'm actually serious. No,
what was the what was the joke?
My wife couldn't find her phone. She looked at me and asked, hey, do you know what I did with it? And I looked at her and I said, you lost it.
All right.
Smart humor.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it's something. Fine.
Oh, boy. Oh. He's going down the list, ladies and gentlemen. Here we go. We're going to be here a while.
We started something.
Settle in. Hang on. I'm going to get my chips.
All right. Look in the show notes. Hey guys, I'll tell you when the show starts.
Hey, guys. I got a fun fact. Do you want to hear it?
Sure.
Go for it.
A blue whale fart bubbles are large enough to enclose a horse.
Now that is a fun fact. That's a fun fact I could get behind right there. That's a huge bubble.
That is. Lactose intolerant whale, watch out. See horses be dying left and right. It's a whole school of them.
All right. Maybe we gotta
switch up the roles. Maybe Baroque's better suited for the fun facts than the jokes.
I know. We also have with us our buddy Jace. What's up, Jace?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going good.
It's been been a good week so far.
That's good. I see you found like the noisiest chair in the house for the podcast. That's
yeah,
awesome.
I'm sorry. I know.
WD-40, my friend. WD-40.
This is my son's chair, and he doesn't want to get rid of it.
Ooh, be careful. I hope he clean.
At least you know he's not doing some other activities in that chair, because you would hear it across the house.
Oh, I know.
Oh, boy. So, guys, something I wanted to get into real quick. Oh, this was kind of funny. So, we had our episode last week, Humble Braggers, right? That was the name of the episode.
Yeah, you know, a bunch of people got some new cars. It was nice.
Yeah, we were just being funny, shooting the shit. And so I'm guessing, we got like a tweet. And let me see if I can find it here. But basically it said, oh boy, hold on. I should have looked this up first.
Real professional, Justin. I know,
I'm sorry. I
consummate professional.
Apologies.
I swear that's gonna be your next tweet.
That's consummate. Good. Okay. So yeah,
what's consummate?
So here it is. So I look at my phone, and this is like 3 days ago. I guess it was Wednesday, and it's we were quoted in a tweet by a band called the Humble Braggers. It says, "Finally, a dad podcast spent talking solely about our brand." It said, "JK, I don't know what the fuck this is. It's just our show." And I saw that, I was like, oh my god, this is too funny. And automatically I went and I looked up the band and I listened to them. And if you're hearing this, that's the band that played at the beginning of the show. So I said, I tweeted at him back, I said, "We had no idea you would find our show where we talk 100% about your band. JK, we don't know who the fuck you are either. Double JK, I looked you up and after the tweet, and you guys are pretty good." And then so we just kind of like struck up a little friendship after that. And it was pretty funny. And it was pretty awesome that that happened. So I thought that was really fun and just kind of out of nowhere. So so the Humble Braggers, if you want to look them up, you could find them on Twitter, at Humble Braggers. That's where you can go to find them, and they're out of Buffalo, New York. It says they're a synth pop band from Buffalo, New York, and I like them. To tell you the truth, I've been listening to them a lot this week. After that, so thanks, Humble Braggers. Incidentally, they do like podcasts about video games and dick jokes. They told me so. So that happened. What else happened this week? You guys watching the World Cup?
No.
I mean, I am. Yeah. I am, as much as I can.
Yeah.
It's tough because the games are during working hours. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not willing to just fuck off for an hour and a half, 2 hours and watch soccer.
Yeah, I was.
It would be different. It would be different if Italy had qualified. I'll admit, mm-hmm. I would be more inclined to make sure to watch those games during the day.
Yeah,
but otherwise, you know, I'm good to just catch up on the highlights at night.
Yeah,
weekends today, I watched a couple games, parts of all three, I guess, but not much of the third one.
Yeah, much like Italy, the USA is they didn't qualify this year either. So, but you know, everybody kind of has their countries that they root for. I know everybody is pretty excited, like we talked about last week with Mexico, causing seismic activity.
Yeah, that's awesome.
It seems like there was some seismic activity. Well, I don't know if there was seismic activity in England, but the England, what was it? Who they play today? I'm having a brain fart.
Panama.
Yeah, that's right. England Panama game was fucking great today.
It's I like England. That. England Panama. You have to go. Do that every time you say it.
Yeah, the Panama. England
Panama.
So true story actually. Yeah. We as you alluded to earlier, my wife and I went to a wedding last night and we had dropped off my daughter at my in-laws and she mm-hmm. spent the night there. So We didn't get too sloppy or anything, but we had a good time, my wife and I. And this morning we woke up and we got to sleep in till like 9 o'clock and, you know, some crazy hour like that. And I says, you know what? You want some breakfast sandwiches? I'm going to shoot over to the restaurant by us over here and grab some. They're really good. Really good pea meal bacon sandwiches.
Ooh, okay. Now we're talking.
With an egg in there. Yeah. You know, it's really, really nice.
Okay.
So I go over there and I'm wearing the same shirt here. The listeners can't see this.
Yeah, listen, but it's a Union Jack.
It's a Led Zeppelin shirt.
Yeah, it's a pretty dope shirt. I noticed that the second we got on.
Yeah, and it has a Union Jack on it. And I had been watching the England game today, and they destroyed Panama. Like Panama is probably the worst team in the tournament, and they made them look like it. So I go there, and the lady's like, heck of a game you guys had. And I'm like, what are you talking about? And she's like, your shirt. I'm like, huh? I'm like, no, it's a Led Zeppelin shirt. She's like, yeah, but it's the Union Jack. Like, I got to be honest with you. I didn't even realize that I was wearing this thing today. Like I don't care.
Heck she's of like, a game well, you guys had there, love.
She's like, well, you should really consider what you're wearing, I guess. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean?
You're catching shit from this lady? Just give me my sandwiches.
Wow. You know, like, really, is it ready? Like, what the hell is this? I don't know. I guess she was expecting me to be more hype because they had won 6-1, but I didn't
see, I've had that same thing. I wear, like, I don't think I own a plain T-shirt. They always have something on them. And people are like, nice shirt. And, like, half the time I have to look down, like, oh, okay. That's like catch me on like a day like, well, back in college, people would piss me off because they would do it repeatedly. Like, where'd you get your shirt? I like your shirt. And one day this lady, I know she wasn't trying it. It was like the cashier was like, hey, that's a nice shirt. I'm like, yeah, I know it's a nice shirt. That's why I bought it. You know, after like 20 people, you know, wanting to know where you buy your shirts and where, you kind of get tired.
I really wanted to watch the Columbia game because actually one of my coworkers, I didn't know she was like taking off for 2 weeks. And I didn't know where she was going, and I'm like scrolling through Facebook, and I'm like, wow. I was like, yeah, she's at a soccer game, like with her dad. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. I'm like, wait a second, they're in Russia. Like, okay. So I wanted to watch the Columbia game to kind of support her because she's Colombian, and it was pretty cool. Like after the game was over, and they're like panning around to the stands. And I remember from when the World Cup was in the United States in, what, 1994. Everybody was obsessed with Carlos Valderrama. I don't know if you remember him. He was on the Colombian team. He had this huge blonde, like, his hair is just humongous. And they're, like, panning around the stage, or around the stadium, like, holy shit, that's Carlos Valderrama. The guy looks like a fucking lion. He looks like an old lion now. It's pretty funny. But, yeah, it was big. I remember, like, my friends, they were going to the games in, because they were playing in Washington, I think. I think they played in Washington and around New York and
well,
all over the place, I guess.
2026 is going to be awesome with the joint bid that won, Mexico, U.S., and Canada. That's going to be really, really fun.
Yeah.
I just keep thinking it doesn't matter what teams end up here in Toronto playing here, mm-hmm. because there's so many. there's everybody here.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, there's literally everybody here. So the city is going to go ballistic, and I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, that's the thing, like, that I liked about up there is, like, there's so many different cultures and so many different areas, and it's just like, I don't know. It's you guys, I don't know, like, culturally up there, it's not like, not to say like people like suppress their culture here, but it just seems like
it's, no, it's what it's it is that
up there, you know what I mean?
Canada is multicultural,
yeah,
and America is melting pot.
Yeah,
that's the difference.
There you go. Yeah.
You know, it's a real. They're similar, but they're different enough.
Yeah.
And I mean, sure. You know, there's certain things that I think we've talked about this before, but in my mind, it takes two generations before things like language and culture are just reduced to food. That's the only thing that.
Yeah.
It's true, much. Man. That kind of shit will last forever. And that's the cultural touchstones that people will maintain. But yeah.
But we're watching, and welcome to World Cup Tales podcast. we're watching, and I'm like, I'm trying to convince Josh, like, Josh, you need to play soccer, man, because I just want one kid that is in something that doesn't cost a fortune. It's like my daughter's in dance. Mm-hmm. Dance classes are like so expensive.
Don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
soccer can cost a lot too if you're on
the. Yeah, if you're on like travel team.
Yeah,
I'm gonna make sure like he's not that good. Like,
you're not going to practice with him. You're not going to help him out.
Yeah, I just want him to just be good enough to play on a team. Like, he didn't have to travel. Just get a ball, you know, some cleats and some shin guards. You'll be good to go, buddy. There you go.
Hey, mister, have you played any video games this week?
I played video games every fucking night, big.
Yeah, we did. We played video games like motherfuckers.
Well, one night at least.
I played this week.
Video games one night, B.
We did a raid.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
We did do that.
We did a raid.
Yeah. Good old Drafty.
I finally did a raid on PlayStation.
That was fun.
Yeah.
And I started thinking, like, why didn't we do Leviathan? We could have got so many more drops than doing on Eater Worlds.
Really? I think you only get, like, one, maybe two. I don't think there's not a ton more.
Yeah, but you get stuff every encounter, I would think. And like we didn't get, I don't know.
I think just got engrams. Leviathan's better known for giving like actual gear with every encounter versus.
That's what I'm meaning.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, but I mean, I think we were going, oh, we're going to do it pretty quick, you know, not take too long, and then it didn't even take us that long at all.
Yeah, well, I think we wanted to, we were playing Iron Banner for a while, and we finally got together, and we wanted to beat Hazel's raid, because Hazelnut was doing a raid, like, let's get
and
in
we
there.
Did.
they were done.
They had beat it, 20 minutes before. Well, they said they'd been out for 20 minutes, but that was like, so they beat us like 10 or 15 minutes, but I mean, they also started like 45 an hour before us, mm-hmm. So...
Apples to oranges, though. We're doing different raids.
True.
Still fun.
I don't know. The way we were going through that, if we did the same kind of thing on Leviathan, I think we would have nailed it.
Yeah. Noisy house again. Sorry.
Yeah, for sure. And then, you know, Drafty, we were short one. Drafty got a hold of Kingsley from the Hoot Dog Clan, and that was pretty fun. He's a good guy. And
my wife in the background there.
Hello. And, yeah, it was good times. We got through it pretty easily, I think. We didn't have many, many restarts.
No, it seemed pretty, quick and simple. Nothing, you know, majorly wrong. Took us a little bit to get down the very end strap, but that's because, you know, everybody does it differently.
I've had fun in Iron Banner this week, I tell you that, though.
Yeah, I'm hoping that we'll see what time we wrap up tonight, but I wouldn't mind getting in a couple more games.
Yeah, and I just wouldn't mind putting my fan back on, because I am sweating like crazy already. Thank God I'm not in Jace's chair. My balls would be stuck to it. Yeah. But yeah, I got my Vigilance Wing Catalyst last week, and I hadn't really kicked it into gear yet. So I told myself this time around, like starting, yeah, I guess maybe like Friday night, I was like, I'm just going to use this thing every single game until it's done, and I finished it this morning. I think when I hopped on this morning, I needed like 8 more kills on it, and then that was it. And yeah, It was pretty fun.
I'm still I like Catalyst less. I have no Catalyst on Xbox still.
I've gotten two, but I don't have the weapons yet, so.
That's pretty funny. I didn't even know they could drop without the weapons.
Neither did I.
That's interesting. So actually, not a video game that I played, but I brought it back out, actually, the old Nintendo DS, and I gave it to my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. So I have, what's that game that I gave her? Nintendogs. With the three little dogs?
Yeah.
Oh, man, she's loving it. I don't know what the hell's wrong with this kid. Like, how long do kids figure out how to make Super Mario do what he's supposed to do? How do they figure that out? How do you teach that to a kid?
I don't know. My daughter just kind of picked it up. Like, okay, you do like this. Okay, and then she was off. And so.
Well, my daughter's still pretty young for that, though. Like, I don't know. She's only four. When the hell do kids figure that out?
Yeah, about that age, 4 and 5, somewhere in
all
there.
All right. Well, she also has a little racing game on there, some car racing, Asphalt or something. I don't know what the hell it's called. But she loves racing games, even on the Xbox. That's her favorite one to play. But on her little DS, she's able to make it happen. So it's pretty funny to watch.
Oh, that's cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
My kids are just playing. They're just straight up playing Fortnite.
I played a lot of Fortnite this week too.
Oh yeah. It was funny. Yeah, go ahead.
I was playing with a couple of guys from work. So and then I was trying to get Law Dog to get his challenge finished, but he didn't come on last night. So
what challenge is that?
The raise the disco ball at Loot Lake.
How do you do that? What are you supposed to do?
You go into the warehouse on the east side of Loot Lake, and then there's four squares. You got to dance around this, do a dance. Four people have to dance around this disco ball to raise it to the ceiling. And fireworks go off, and that's it. But.
Yeah, I haven't really gotten into it this season. It's just a shame. You know, Warmind dropped, and then that was it. And I haven't really been on it. Even my son is like, Dad, are you ever going to play Fortnite again? I was like, yeah. He's like, I'm just liking this. I was like, you're liking your game, I'm liking mine. But I was down here playing, and he got an invite from one of his buddies. And he didn't... It's funny. It's like, he accepted it, but he didn't have the headset plugged into the controller. So he could just hear the voices coming out of the TV. And he's like yelling at the TV. He's like, James! I don't have my headset on. I'm like, dude, they can't hear you. Like, hold on a second. Let me get it for you. And so he got on with his buddy, and then he was playing with another friend, and then, you know, he was playing with a cousin. And so he was finally, it was the first time he ever played with a full squad. And he was just like, I could hear in his voice, like him talking to them, like they were just so excited to have a full squad of people together. And that was pretty neat, because usually he just plays with like one guy and that's it, right? Or just like by himself. And he's getting really good. Like, I wish I had another Xbox to play squads with him or duos. That would be awesome. But he forced my hand. He forced my hand to get rid of the other Xbox. What else was I going to say? I played a little last night with some Bads guys. I played with Xanafan and Det Ben Malone and Nikki Bleeds from their clan and Lay Summerstone, and we all played some Meyer Banner. We had some good games. I was pretty. It's funny, like when I play with you guys, it's fine. But like playing with other people, it's like, oh, please let me play good. Just don't let me play like a fucking jackass out here and embarrass myself in front of other people. And I was actually playing really well last night. So,
well, why the hell can't you try with us, then?
You know what?
Jesus,
sorry, you're falling off the call. I was playing good the other night.
I'm just teasing you. We're all better than mediocre. So that's kind of like,
yeah, my motto. That's a fair statement.
Yeah,
you know, I'm pretty good. I'm okay. I think it is kind of a little bit of a sad to admit, but a lot of it is reaction timing, mm-hmm. and you don't think that it goes away, but it actually does.
It's
fucked up.
For sure. When I was playing Fortnite last night, actually, with a buddy of mine, brought his 10-year-old kid in. He was carrying us through the match.
Wow.
He was killing like four or five guys, building all these forts that I couldn't even touch, you know.
How old was he?
10.
All right, well, I guess he's right in that prime age when you start to pick him up. So
yeah, that's Dylan, man. He's got the building skills down. But yeah, we all had some good games last night. It was fun playing with those guys. And then the other night, I'm playing, and I just keep getting clan invites from Bushman Bob, like to join the what's the name of his show? Destiny Addicts. Just kidding. I knew the name.
They have a show?
Yeah, apparently they do. No, he kept inviting me to Destiny Addicts clan, and I think somebody was inviting Kendo Gibbo from their show to Dad Tales today. I kept seeing that pop up. That was pretty funny. I was hoping Boost was going to be on here today because they had the Crew 2 beta for him to talk about. He does have a YouTube video on that, and so you can go to Boost's YouTube channel. You can find that on his Twitter.
I think. Should I give a spoiler alert?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
For his review?
Yeah.
I think he rated it a meh.
Yeah.
Just I mean, that's what still I pretty good.
That's what I rated the first one.
At least he didn't give it a who gives a shit.
He might have if he was on.
He might have.
If he was on. But that's all I got for like gaming stuff. What are you guys play anything else or is that it? I played a little bit actually. No, I played a little bit more God of War. That's still pretty fun, but when the Iron Banner going on and then Faction Rally starts again next week and
yeah, I don't know. I'm hopeful that maybe I'll be able to play a little more Faction Rally next week. I didn't get into it pretty much at all. Mm-hmm. Like so many people are, oh yeah, I got my catalyst. I'm like, I'm probably not even gonna get one catalyst. So we'll see.
I played a little Fallout 4 earlier, but that's about it.
What do you think of Fallout 76?
I think it's going to be interesting. I think I've liked all the Fallout so far, pretty much, except for Vegas was kind of the meh. But, you know, I've played most of them all the way through.
Looks interesting. I agree with that. I want to see more. I mean, as it gets a little closer, and I don't know. I just, I'm looking for something a little bit different, I think, right now, and that might be it.
Yeah, for sure. And this one looks like you're going to be able to team up and do things, so it might be interesting.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I'm not into, like, I mean, I have to be, like, in the mood for, like, a single-player game. You know what I mean? And the fact that it'll be multiplayer now, or, like, open world, shared open mm-hmm. world, I think that adds a new kind of flavor to it.
Yeah. See, I like Fallout games, but my problem is they take so much time. And every time I hop on it, I don't hop on for like 10, 15 minutes, an hour. It's like 4 hours before, you know, I get anything done. So it's always tough with those kind of games because it's like I don't necessarily have that much time to just dedicate to go play.
Continue. Right. But but what if, you know, it's single player and you can do what you want at your own pace, but you can also team up. And, you know, down the road where we're going to be 3-4 of us where we're high enough level that we can do crazy quests. And I don't know. Can you do that kind of stuff? Or is it just people are walking around? I don't know enough about it.
I haven't heard yet about that.
I guess we'll find out. Oh, I did get Black Ops 3 replaced.
On PS? Yes, yeah. I picked that up too.
Yeah, it's the freebie for this month.
Yeah, I got it.
It's the extra freebie because it's a third free game. So I picked it up because why not?
So why the hell not? That's all I got. I ain't got much else for video games. Yep. I definitely got to play a little bit more than I wanted to. Not that I wanted to. I thought I was going to. Not I wanted to. I always want to play more. I want to play more all the time.
I played less this week than I have in most weeks, so it's like, all right, yeah. Awesome.
It's whenever my wife has like a show that's back on or she has like a really good book she's reading. I'm like, oh, what do you want to watch? She's like, yeah, I'm just going to read my book. Yeah, all right. I'll just be down here if you need me. You just let me know.
Nice. I think this was like this week I went and saw movies. So
you went and saw Jurassic World, right?
I saw I saw Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, and I saw Incredibles 2.
Oh, nice. How were they? So,
yeah.
I liked Incredibles 2.
Okay.
I don't know if it was better than the first one, but I mean, it's a good movie. Solid movie. Mm-hmm. Best part of that movie has got to be Jack-Jack, the baby.
No, not joke. Mrs. Incredible?
No, Jack-Jack is definitely up there.
Huh.
Oh, trust me, I yes, Mrs. Incredible. Mm-hmm. Yes, her body is incredible. And she's flexible.
Easy. I was just saying, saying her superpowers are cool. What the fuck, dude?
You know what? Did. You know, Baroque.
She still has nothing.
Silenced. Okay.
I silenced him.
You guys are jerks.
He's like, ah, shit.
Is it because she's elastic, Baroque? Is that what it is? You sick son of a...
Very flexible.
Very flexible. But, in Jurassic World, how can you go wrong?
That was
Bryce Dallas Howard, just... It's all the movie needs. I mean, her running around.
I really have a crush on Bryce Dallas Howard. So I have to say, she is just, she's a lovely, lovely
isn't
woman.
Isn't it something like they have to evacuate the dinosaurs or something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, the volcano's going off.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but they made these dinosaurs, right? They cloned them and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Who cares? They all die, he just makes some new dinosaurs.
They're alive. You gotta save them.
Man, there's four other movies that tell you why that's a bad idea. That's enough. Just, you know what? Let them go.
Hey, I'm gonna give you, there are some, in Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, there are some moments that are kind of they're just purely sad. Like, you watch it and you're just oh. Like, you can't not have a feeling unless you're a monster.
For sure.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying... Look.
No, seriously.
I'll just, you know what? I'll be happy to see any movie. I just want to go to a movie. I haven't been to a movie in so long. I don't give a fuck what it is. I just want to see a movie.
We went to Cinemark with their new XD, so it's 11.1 surround sound, 4.2 trillion colors, and you're like...
That doesn't mean dick. Sure. It's just another excuse for them to charge you another $275 for your fucking ticket.
For sure.
It's like an IMAX size screen. It's really loud and awesome, so it's all good.
There's a bunch of movies that just came out this week. A Quiet Place is coming out on the 26th to digital.
Really?
Yeah, I want to see that.
That's a good movie.
I want to see that one still. Ready Player One comes out soon.
Yeah, Ready Player One comes out the 4th of July, I think. The week of 4th of July, I think.
I have not seen any of these movies. How about Infinity War? When's that coming?
August. Yeah, I know, right? Pacific Rim Uprising. I mean, I heard that it's not very good, but still, I still want to see it. And then Blockers. looks so fucking funny. Have you guys heard of that?
Yeah. Actually, Cockroach.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. Ready Player One comes out July 24th.
Sweet.
And a guy from work saw the monster movie Pacific Rim, and he's like, it's a good just action movie, turn off your brain kind of movie. I'm like, okay, well, that was the first one. Is like, turn off your brain. Let's watch people fight monsters. We're good.
Yeah, I just want to be entertained. I just want to go to a fucking movie. I just want to go to a movie with my wife and sit there and have some popcorn and not have anybody ask me a million questions. We watch. Actually, the kids are really good today. I mean, usually, they're hard to watch a movie with because they just constantly want to ask questions. And when they're quiet, I know that they're into it. We've never watched Back to the Future trilogy with them before. We're, making our way through all these movies and stuff. And so... Dylan and I were talking about it. We're talking about it a week ago or so, and it was when this hoax was happening. Thank God I didn't mention this on the show, but I think it was a couple Sundays ago, and my wife saw this thing on Facebook, and it was a post from Michael J. Fox that said, "Hey, great news! Just want to let everybody know that we filmed Back to the Future 4 secretly last summer, and it's coming out soon. More information to come. And I was like, oh my god, that's amazing. And really didn't think anything of it. And then we did the show that night, and I was gonna like bring it up, be like, guys, this is awesome. And then like the very next day, I was like, why am I not? I haven't seen this anywhere. Like, nobody's talking about it.
They can't keep something like that secret anymore. It's just, so I looked it up. It's not possible.
So I looked it up, and it was like somebody hacked his account or some shit like that. I was so bummed. Also, so glad that I didn't announce it on the show like a fucking idiot. But anyway, so we were talking about that, and Dylan was like, what's Back to the Future? So I started telling him all about it, and we're listening to Huey Lewis on the way to swim practice and shit. And then today when I was just, you know, scrolling through the guide, and I noticed that the three of them were on back-to-back on, like, HBO Family or some shit like that. And so I recorded them all. And so we started watching them tonight. And I haven't seen, I mean, I've seen those movies a ton, but I haven't seen them in a while. And sitting there watching them with the kids, they loved them. They were pretty quiet for the most part, right? Not asking a ton of questions, but just like commenting and laughing or whatever. And it was really funny. And they're still like, they're still so good. We only watched the first and the second one. But the first one, I was like saying to my wife, I was like, man, it's like really awkward, like how he has such a boner for his mom. Like, he's so upset she's touching him. Like, he really wants to fuck his mom, and it's a problem. Like, it's just weird. Yes. And the mom wants him, but she doesn't know that's her son. But he's like visibly shaken, like when he sees his mom, like, like just.
It's that episode
really
of Futurama.
It's all.
Yes, it is.
That was one of the weirdest parts of that whole movie from a million years ago that I noticed. How did you only notice it now watching it?
No, it's not that I just noticed it now. It's like,
because as you get older, the more creepy it gets. It's like,
I guess I'm watching it like through the eyes of my kids. You know what I mean? Like, before I would just watch it and like, oh man, Leah Thompson's hot. Like, I had a crush on her when I was a kid. And then I'm watching it, like, with my kids, and I'm thinking about it differently watching it, right? I'm just like, man, like, and because they're commenting on it. And I probably never would have commented on it. I just would have laughed at it, because it's funny. But watching it with them, it's like, man, he is, like, really, he really has a problem with this. he has a boner for his mom. It's crazy.
Yeah. Go ahead, Stu.
I was going to say, kind of shifting gears away from Back to the Future. I watched a movie with my kid today.
Yeah.
We watched Coco. You guys seen that?
No, I haven't seen it yet.
I have not seen it yet.
Okay, well, a couple things. First, the animation is so good. Mm-hmm. Like, just even the way that the kid and everybody moves their fingers up and down the guitar, it just looks so good. Like, that kind of stuff has really come leaps and bounds over the last years. But the other part is that, yo, man, that movie is going to make you cry. Yeah. That movie will make you cry unless you have no heart.
Does anybody want to fuck their mom in it?
No. Okay. Zero people do.
That's a plus. That's a plus.
But his grandmother, that picture when she was young. Oh boy.
You know what?
Make fun of me for Mrs. Incredible.
I had a fun fact about Back to the Future. I had a bunch of fun facts about Back to the Future for my kids. Like Huey Lewis is the guy at the, you know, that's like doing the Battle of the Bands audition. And then the fact that I'm kind of obsessed with this. The fact that they filmed pretty much all of that movie with Eric Stoltz. They filmed almost the whole movie with Eric Stoltz. And we're just like, you know what? This just isn't working. This isn't the kind of version of the movie we want to make. Hard stop. Get Michael J. Fox, refilm the fucking whole movie with Michael J. Fox. And if you didn't know that, go on to like Google or something and just put in, you know, Eric Stoltz, Back to the Future. And all these pictures will come up of Eric Stoltz in all these scenes with all these people, like as a completely different Marty McFly. And it's just crazy that movie is out there somewhere. I want to see that movie.
It's in the vault somewhere.
It's definitely in the vault somewhere. But that, like, blew their mind. Because, I mean, that... I don't know.
Have you watched Goonies with him yet?
What's that?
Have you watched Goonies with him yet?
Yeah, they've seen Goonies.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't know that that the whole, like, the Sean Astin character was Michael Jackson.
Mm.
Yeah. And then they scrapped that and they refilmed the whole thing with Sean Astin as the Mikey part. It's pretty crazy.
Mm. Mm. I'm not so sold on that one, Justin. No. Because you know why? Because not even Michael Jackson can stand in the shoes of Sean Astin.
No.
Let's be serious.
They can't. I've met the guy. I'm telling you. He's a hell of a
I know. Nice guy. You said that. I was so jealous when you said that.
It's a humble brag. Take that, humble braggers.
Moment of silence for Bob.
Samwise, man. Samwise McGee.
Potatoes.
Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew. I like my 11Zs and the long bottom leaf.
Hey, guys, guess what time it is?
What time is it?
Housekeeping.
No, thank you. Sleeping.
Housekeeping.
Please go away. Let me sleep for the love of God.
And that's DTP Housekeeping for you. We have a website, and that would be dadtalespodcast.com. And you can go there. You can find a link to our Discord. You can find a link to the Patreon. You can also find, you know, musings from a year ago, perhaps, if you want to. Not much has changed there. But I highly encourage everybody to go there. So there you go. Anybody else? You guys got anything? No, that's it.
No, well, I don't have a website.
All right.
Well, there is a website.
Technically, you do.
At some point, we're going to update it.
Some point.
Probably
not, though.
Stay tuned. We'll talk more about it next week.
We also have a sponsor, and that's Gamersubs.gg.
We do.
And man, those flavors are second to none. We have some great flavors right here. You know, some of our... some of our listeners have some flavors that they've tried. I guess, you know, people are being, the R&D department is reaching out to them and they're testing some flavors in the field. So we have some here. Our good buddy Tony Death, he likes baby back rib drippings.
Not the actual ribs, just the drippings.
Yeah. Yeah. Our buddy Lowad, he got a couple flavors. Two voids in an arc. It's two parts Purple Passion and one part Mountain Dew.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
That could be good. That could be a game changer.
Like, he also likes all together.
They have one, a new one that I think they're kind of trying out. It's called Stroking on the Sunshine, and it's an orange creamsicle flavor.
Ooh. Mm.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then Mr.
Right over the rust.
Mr. Risotto, he has one. It's called Big Wet Posse. So.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm really holding back on making a bunch of that taste funny jokes, but.
But it tastes so good, right?
yeah.
India, it does. India Techno. He's a big fan of pineapple pizza and almond peanut butter.
Not together, I hope.
I think so.
Those are separate.
Yeah.
I think it's together.
Our buddy Vagabond, he likes spaghetti cream corn. Ooh, I never thought about that. That's a really good one.
I was looking at the almond peanut butter. Does that mean almond butter and peanut butter mixed together?
No, I think that's a typo.
Yeah.
Or do you mean almond nut butter?
Could be.
That's more likely, I think.
And okay. And finally, our buddy Sharpshooter, he likes mange and milk.
No mange.
Ooh.
It's like hair of the dog.
Yeah. Ooh. If you have a flavor that you'd like to try, or, you know, just one that you like, it's hashtag MyGGFlavor. Hit it up. We'll check it every week. And we'll announce your flavors on the show, people. Yes, we will. And I think that's going to wrap it up for housekeeping.
Nice.
Stewie G.
Yes, sir.
Want to hit us with a That's what he said?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
So, for anybody unfamiliar with That's What He Said, one of us will start a phrase kind of thing, and we'll send it out to everybody, and they have to finish it. So, let's start.
Okay.
Where the hell is it? Here we are. So, I should also point out that you guys were a little more serious than I was expecting in your responses. Every one of you guys, I was like, no, that's not the direction I wanted to go with this, but...
Do you want to skip it? We could do it another week?
No, it's fine. No. We'll do another one another week.
Mine was meant to be funny. I wasn't meant to be serious.
Yours is okay.
Borderline? Okay.
Yours is okay. So, I'm not afraid of a lot, but you know what scares the shit out of me?
Hold on. Before you read that, okay. I had literally almost had the shit scared out of me today. I went out and did the grass, and then I washed the new car, and it was hot as shit outside, and I was like overheating to the point I was like the hose over my head, like I was so hot.
doing the flash dance.
Oh yeah, and I was like I gotta go in, and I was like, all right,
washing the car. Did please tell me you had cherry pie playing in the background as you're washing the car.
Yeah, no, jeez, my cherry pie. Yeah, I had a bikini on. I'm like scrubbing it and like rubbing my boobs on the windshield. So I go in. Let me go take a shower, and then we'll start watching. We'll start watching Back to the Future. So I'm in there, and I'm just kind of like dazing. You know, I'm just in a daze in the shower. I'm just kind of like staring at the shower curtain. And next thing I know, I see a face there, and it was my wife, and she scared the fuck out of me. And I was like, oh my god. Like, to the kids downstairs were laughing. It was so fucking dumb. And she's, like, laughing her ass off. And I'm just like, can you hand me a Q-tip so I can break up this fucking... I, like, shit myself. I gotta get it to go down the drain. Like, come on. Oh, God. She was laughing about that for a while. It was pretty funny. They don't really get me very often. They try to get me because I'd scare them on a regular basis. But that was pretty funny. So...
Go ahead. That is good. So, once again, I'm not afraid of a lot of things, but you know what scares the shit out of me? Waking up late for work, or when my wife is getting ready for that time of the month, if you know what I mean.
No.
Wink. No. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, say no more.
So, yeah. Who said that one?
Jace.
I'm going to think that's a Stew.
Stew, are you playing?
No, I don't have one.
No.
Oh.
This is the three of us. This will go really quick.
Yes, it will.
Okay, then I'm going to have to
go with Justin. Wait. You know what? I guess I could throw one in there, but...
Well, this one's not Stew.
I'm not going to do anything.
No, don't do it.
Okay.
This has already gone downhill very quickly.
Yeah, then I'm going to go with Justin.
I'm going to have Justin as well. Justin as well.
Right. I heard you. I'm seriously tallying the votes.
For the three of us.
Take your time. Yeah. Take your time.
I don't have a pen or anything, so.
He's writing in blood.
I'm not afraid of much, but you know what scares the shit out of me? Hearing the phrase, I'm pregnant again.
Oh, damn.
Mm. I'm going to do my second pick. I'm going to go with Justin on that one. My double pick.
Double trouble.
Actually, I think that might be Jace, because I think at his age, you know, if he heard that again, he's just going to be like, oh, hell no.
Yeah. I mean, you don't want to hear that at 60.
in his advanced 24, state.
Come on.
Oh.
Justin?
I'm gonna go, broke.
Okie dokie. And so the last one. I'm not afraid of much, but you know what scares the shit out of me? Failing to take care of my family and big-ass spiders.
I'm going my double pick, broke.
I'm going broke with this one.
Justin.
All right. Well, do you guys want a drum roll here?
I don't think we need
sure.
one.
We have a tie. We have a what? Tie between Jace and Justin.
And, of course, I lose.
Baroque, you did not get one correct.
Yes!
So you kind of won being bad. Failing to provide for my family and big-ass spiders was Baroque. Hearing the phrase, I'm pregnant, was Justin.
Yeah, that'd be really scary.
And equal parts a faulty alarm clock and the menstruation cycle of his spouse was Jace.
Oh, boy.
Yes, I was.
As soon as he sent waking up late. I was like, okay, you know, that's pretty good. And then he replied, he's like, oh, or this one. I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that one. That one's going.
You know, waking up late or my. Jeez.
The 2 days before it starts, you know, she gets a little cranky. You know.
No. All right. Well, yeah, that's what he said.
Please go in complete detail if you can. You want to invite her back in the room?
Oh, she'd kill me if she heard me saying this right now.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. I'm gonna email this.
Invite your wife in and talk about this stuff.
Oh, my God. That's funny. What do you say we do a little song of the week?
Right. Sure.
We have no theme this week. If you're unfamiliar with Song of the Week. Oh, no, we did have a theme. I'm sorry. Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah. I asked you if you had a theme. You said no.
Oh. Came up with this one last. All right, Jace, you go last. You can look up another one. Go ahead. You guys go ahead, since you want.
The theme this week is songs that pick you up.
Yeah, there you go.
I guess I'll go first.
You can go first.
Please do.
My song is going to be Thrift Store by Macklemore. Why? It's just one of those songs. Everybody loves it. It's like a parfait. They you ever met a person that doesn't like a parfait? You ever met a person who like a parfait and like, oh, I don't like a parfait? Parfaits are delicious. It's like thrift stores.
Okay, awesome. Okay.
Yeah. Let's not get crazy with parfaits here. Stu.
Well, it's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note by note. Don't worry. Be happy.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Just, yeah. I mean, it's, I don't know. It's fun.
It's don't one worry. Of those songs.
Be happy.
Shit. This is a freaking tough one, dudes. I am going to go with the song that I am going to pick here.
I'm going to go with the song that I'm going to pick right here, which is going to be this song.
I had to. It's going to be "Cruel to Be Kind" by Nick Lowe.
Okay.
I like that song. It's upbeat. It's like, you know, he's like, come on, you gotta be, you know, you gotta be cruel to be kind in the right measure, you know. All right, Jace.
I'm gonna go with a little Ozzy Osbourne, "Mama, I'm Coming Home," because I used to listen to that a lot when I was in the military, and picked me up when I was over in Japan, you know.
Nice.
Mama, I'm coming home.
I still think Ozzy is the funniest person in the world. He sings a song, you can understand him clear as a bell. He talks, and you have no idea what the hell he just said. Yeah, totally, man.
Ocean, you know. Remember how, like, big that show, the Osbournes, was out, like...
There was so much dog shit around their house.
My favorite is now they have Jack and Ozzy's, you know, big chore, and they're having a new season. They're bringing along his sister. And it's like, well, how can you really call it, you know, Jack and Ozzy when now it's, you know, three of you going around the United States doing stuff?
I'm so glad that I have no idea what the hell anything is happening there. I don't know what you're talking about.
I've never watched the show.
I've never seen that show before either. I didn't even know it existed.
I've seen commercials for it, and that's it.
I've seen one episode, and they went in a camper with his daughter and Jack and, you know, Jack's
Well,
daughter.
That sounds absolutely fucking horrible.
It was.
So yeah,
it was.
It doesn't sound like it's the, you know, best time ever. You know, so it's the Academy Award winning. You know.
When the first one was out, I was bartending, and I remember, and I would, it was on, I think like Tuesday nights it would come on, and Tuesday night was a pretty slow night, and so I would always like turn the radio off and just put Osbourne's on the TV, and I would sit there with like the four people at the bar. Typically there were people that I knew, and we would just sit there and watch the Osbournes do shots. Have fun.
Sharon, the dog crept in my shoe again. And then you're like, okay.
Oh my god, that's like Ozzy? Is that you? Hold on. Oh, it was just Baroque the whole time. Oh my god.
Yeah.
It's crazy. you master of disguise over there.
Yes, I can totally look like Ozzy Osbourne. I have to just like shrink about 2 feet, have hair again, always wear sunglasses.
Yeah.
I wonder how old he is. He's got to be old as shit now, huh?
I gotta go look it up.
68, maybe.
That's crazy. It's really weird when, like, people that you don't... I don't know, you don't think of as being, like, getting older, and all of a sudden you're like, man, they're like... I mean, he's, like, almost 70 now.
He is 69.
Yeah, he is.
So we went. I went to this wedding this past week,
mm-hmm.
and I was at a table with. So the groom, I knew the groom, and I'm going to say we grew up together, but I'm using air quotes, in that we grew up on the same street. Like his parents and my parents were friends, and there was a bunch of families on the street that all our parents were kind of friends. And so the table that I was sitting at was all the kids that had kind of grown up on this one street.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was kind of neat, except when I realized. I was like, yo, I'm the oldest motherfucker at this table, and it's really weird. Like, they were referencing, these kids were talking about something, and I'm like, I have no idea. Kids. They're all in their 20s and whatever, and it was weird. Because one of them actually, we were talking, and I had said something like, you know, I'm going to be 40 in 3 years. And he's like, you're not going to be 40 in 3 years. I'm like, how fucking old do you think I am, man? Like, I'm not your age, you know?
Yeah.
You're 10 years younger than me, kid. So
after everybody was saying you got to hear the Weezer Africa song, right?
Yeah.
Their version,
which is mm-hmm. good.
It's really great. Good. And so I looked it up and they played on Jimmy Kimmel.
Yep.
And so I went to go watch it and I'm like, oh my God, like Rivers Cuomo looks old.
Yeah, he aged. It's like, ooh.
And I don't know. It's just been a long. I always picture him like. How he looked on the cover of the Blue Album, right? And then see mm-hmm. him as like, wow. And he's not like...
Even or like when he did a Half Pipe, like, you know, okay, he looks a little bit more grungy, but still he looked kind of young. Now it's like...
He's almost 50. He's almost 50. Really? Yeah. But the thing is, he wasn't like the gray where you could see the gray. He was like a gray where it was like his whole face was almost like a shade of beigey gray and his beard was like a beigey gray.
Kind of like this grim beard right
no,
here.
No, you know? Not like that.
No. He doesn't have the peppered look. He literally is just like some kind of like, gray washed
like,
him a little.
It's like a it looks like Baroque's like your your gray like shirt in the background. Yeah. It's funny. I don't have I have gray in my beard. But it's only on one side. It's just this side of my beard has gray hair in it. It's crazy. But I keep joking. I mean, I brought this up before. I keep joking around with my wife. Like, I really want to try, like, Just for Men. Just to see what it would look like. To see, like, how ridiculous I would look with, like, all brown. Because my hair is more gray than it is brown anymore, you know? And, I would just be curious.
Humble what bragging like. About having hair over there, you know.
Well, the hair like that.
Yeah, my hair is scalp.
That's what my hair color is.
You and me too.
What color do you call that? I call it
It's fucking scalp. I gotta put sunscreen on the top of my head is what it's called.
It's easy in the shower though, I mean.
Oh, that's true.
No shampoo.
I have saved thousands in shampoo and haircuts over the years.
Do you have one of those shavers that's like has wheels and it just rolls over your head?
No, but I think I might want to get one of those. I have just like a buzzer. I don't know what the hell to call
it. Is
them.
That what the you clip. Use, Jace? Do you use one no, of those? I, you know I, what I'm I talking about? It's called the head blade or something?
With just the regular Gillette razor.
Because they have this blade. It looks like a little race car. It looks like
no,
a race car.
No, I've never seen that.
And you put
it. Yeah, I've seen that. You put it on your fingers.
You put it on your finger and you just keep running it over your head like so.
Oh, yeah, but that goes to like the scalp completely. I just keep mine on like a one.
Okay. I usually don't have any hair around at all. I just haven't shaved in a couple of days.
Yeah, so. Well, I wonder how many I don't even know years, but I'm gonna start.
How many more moons you have until that's the option?
That is definitely an eventual.
I don't want to look like a crowning baby, you know. So I want to keep it short. I keep it short and sassy for the summer.
And, you know, at least we all have like good heads.
Yeah, yeah.
We have like nice looking. I mean, because mine's mine's not down to the scalp like you guys. I'm still holding on to it a little bit. I probably could just shave it, but I'm not ready.
You know what's funny,
I'm not ready,
Justin?
To get there yet.
Whenever people ask me to describe this podcast, I'm like, you know, it's just a bunch of guys with good heads. You know, it's exactly how I always describe
us. We're good with
us.
Balls.
So.
Well, we don't have, like, the hairiest member on tonight. Like, that guy has fucking more hair than all of us.
I got way more hair where I don't want to have it anymore, you know?
Mm-hmm. My kids all have, like, such strong heads of hair. It's crazy. But
for now.
Yeah. No. I think they're gonna keep their hair. But, like, my neighbor, he has his... Because they say it's, like, your mom's dad...
Bullshit.
Typically that's what they say. That's what I was always
typically
told.
Typically bullshit.
That's what I was always told in high school. Like, genetically, if your mom's dad is bald, then you'll probably be bald.
Alternatively, if your mom's dad is 90 and has a full head of hair, you're going to be bald in your 20s.
Well, my neighbor, so he has a full head of hair, and all of his sons are bald.
Well, that sucks even more.
Although, I kept mine a long time because... My mom's dad, he started losing his when he was 18.
When I was 18, I started losing my hair too. When I went in the military at 19, they shaved it off and it barely came back in.
Yeah.
It didn't come back in.
Yeah. You get to a point when they're like, yeah, just shave your head. It grows back thicker. And you're like, yo, that's not working. It's having the opposite effect.
I told my wife.
I shave it and less comes back. I think we have a problem here.
I told my wife, like, you need to get a job so I can start buying, like, some hair treatment. Because I keep hearing all these ads, like, what's one? It's called, like, Four Hymns or something like that.
Yeah, Four Hymns. Yeah.
Four Hymns. Like, I wonder if that works. Like, hey, it's fucking worth a shot.
Bosley Hair Club for men,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, there you go.
So he has, like...
I want whatever Elon Musk got.
That's what I was
got.
Just going to say. That fucking guy.
Yeah.
It's the same one that LeBron James and Rooney, the soccer player, had.
God, Elon Musk has
both of those guys.
Oh yeah,
did you look at Elon Musk like before his hair treatment?
Plugs?
Like,
he did something. I don't know if it's plugs.
Something because all of a sudden, like, you know, he went from being slightly thin to not thin at all.
Yeah,
but you know he has that.
He was getting the widow's peak and everything too. He was
like Elon Musk looks like a Bond villain before he had the hair plugs done.
Yeah, true. There was this shit. What was it? I think it was The State. Remember The State on MTV back in the day? I think it was The State, but it could have been like Mr. Show on HBO too. They did this thing. It was called The Pubic Hair Club for Men. And basically they would show the guys like bald and they'd be like, you know, and join the pubic hair club for men. And they would have just like straight hair on the side, but in the front where they were balding, it would just be like this super fucking curly hair patch of hair. Or like the guys that would have like the friar tuck would have like regular straight hair and then like fucking like a curly poof right over the bald spot. Like, we take your pubic hair and we process it right down to, you know, include the, you know, put it in the follicles or some shit like that. don't know. It was funny. All right. That was some good hair talk for everybody out there. I was complaining about not having any hair. So if you do have hair, you know, go fuck yourself, I guess. You know? No, I'm just kidding. But so we had Jace on here tonight for a reason. And Jace actually wanted to come on the show. Jace, why don't you just go into it and we'll just take it from there.
All right. Hopefully I can keep it together here, guys.
Do what you need to do, man.
It was a little over a month ago. My father passed away, and he passed away due to suicide. So I just wanted to kind of talk about that a little bit, saying, you know, there's help out there for people. You know, there's all kinds of the suicide hotline prevention line. There was not really any signs that I saw. You know, I just saw him the week before we went out to dinner and stuff, and he just got in a fight with my mother and just all of a sudden just decided that was it. And it hasn't been a really good year for me either. You know, lost lost a couple other people, not due to suicides, but just it's been a rough year for me this year so far. So,
yeah. But yeah, I know we were all kind of, I mean, you know, when you kind of drop the news on all of us, you know, I don't even know how to describe like how I felt for you. You know, I felt awful for you. I was so sad. It's just a really, really crappy thing.
Yes, it is.
I think probably most of us have had somebody, either close to us or someone that we knew that has committed suicide. I didn't really have anybody in my, there's nobody in my family that has committed suicide, but I had a friend in high school that did it. And I remember it like it was yesterday. We were in homeroom in the morning and, heard a noise, really didn't think too much of it. And then we were told to like stay in our classrooms and, you know, she had brought a gun into the school and gone into one of the bathrooms and she had shot herself. And that's really kind of like the closest I've ever come to it. And you hear about it occasionally with, you know, people in the news but it was pretty prevalent like within the past month or so, you know, due to the fact, you know, a couple high profile people like, you know, Kate Spade, Anthony Bourdain, you know, that was one that really kind of, you know, she hears celebrities die and stuff all the time. And that one really kind of hit home with me. He was someone I really admired, and it brings up the conversation, right, for people that have kids.
Yes.
And I think that's kind of what we're getting to here is that, how do you go about that? You know, how do you present it to your kids in a way that, I don't want to say I like understand, because there's really kind of like no understanding it, you know, if you're someone who isn't close to it, like who hasn't, like,
you just basically just start a conversation with people saying, you know, if you're feeling down, you know, it's okay to feel down, but if you need help, just to talk to somebody, it helps to talk to other people sometimes, not necessarily your family or your friends. Talk to a psychiatrist or somebody, get your feelings out there, you know. Today, in today's society, especially with all this social media, the fast, quick, and dirty things that people do to everybody, you know, it kind of gets to some people a lot quicker than others.
Yeah.
So it's I don't know. It seems like, well, I mean, even look at like you know, Robin Williams. He had, you know, the bipolar disorder. He did that to himself as well. And then he had Linkin Park. He had can't even think right now.
Yeah, and to us, it's like, it's crazy. You think, you know, these people have, you know, at least like celebrity wise, you think, oh, they had fame, they had money, they had, you know, what problems do they have? Well, it doesn't matter. Like everybody has their demons. You know what I mean? And something kind of brings you to that, you know, brings people to that point. And when I started the conversation with my daughter, because, you know, this was on the news, and we watch a lot of news in our house, you know, it's at least on somewhere, you know, either on the computer in the kitchen or whatever. And, you know, they see things and they ask questions. And my daughter was, you know, there and asked questions about it. And so it was kind of a weird, not a weird discussion, but again, it's like, here's things that I have to start talking about that I never expected or wasn't prepared for. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And it's hard to have that conversation to say, like, look, people have thoughts, right? It's natural. It's natural mm-hmm. to think about what would it be like. I don't know. I don't know anybody who has never had the thought, like, you know, who would be at my funeral or what would happen if, you know, if I killed myself or something like that. I don't want her to feel like if she thinks that, like, oh my God, I'm so weird, I'm so strange, because it's not. I've thought about it before, but it's when you start taking the steps, like, it's when you start planning or when you start thinking like that, that's when you start getting into, like, the danger zone. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And to explain to her, like, look, you know, we're always here for you to talk to if you ever have anything that you can't handle, because this happens to people who, you know, who just, I don't know, just have a lot on their mind. Yeah, it
does happen to everybody.
It's not, oh, this kind of person, it's anybody. Like, mm-hmm. and it can be almost anything that's triggered it. Like, my dad didn't commit suicide, but he has told me that when he lost his leg to diabetes years ago, he thought about it and he almost did it. And what's really bad, as I know, my dad never got help. He never did. He needed help. He probably still needs help. And as you guys know, I'm not the closest with my family. Mm-hmm. And that's part of it, is he's not the same person he was as I was. You know, my dad was one way growing up, like all this. And then it's from that point on, he changed who he was and how he was and how he acts and how he thinks. And part of that is, like, I it's not the same, my same dad. I mean, he's still my dad, but it's not the same person. And the way he's changed kind of goes against how he was. And so that's part of my problem with him. He's still my dad, still love him. But, you know, he's not ever going to listen to me at this point either. Of like, you really need to get help. You've gone through depression. You've done this. And the way you took care of it yourself is not working. It's not healthy. It just doesn't work. Mm-hmm. But being in the way our relationship is and the position I'm in, I'm also in the minority by thinking this. My other two brothers don't see the issue like I do. So I'd be the only person saying this, and it's kind of like, I can't, because do I cause another rift and have the problem, or do I let them go on and just I deal with it myself?
Yeah.
It sucks.
I mean, I've been trying to listen to everything that you guys are saying, because I've never had that directly affect my life, so I cannot imagine how anybody would feel, you know, when a loved one does that. I've had friends who I've been worried about at various times, but nobody in my immediate circle of friends. I know that a buddy of mine, a very close friend of mine, he after college, he moved away. He took a job in another province and moved away, and he became very close with somebody there. He was there for a few years, and that person, he committed suicide there. And, like, he left him the note and stuff, and he found him, and it messed him up. It messed him up big time. Mm-hmm. And it's like, no shit. You know, I don't know. I just. I almost feel like it's too easy to say go talk to somebody. Go talk to somebody, but you know, there's also, you could text people and shit now too, which honestly, that could be the difference between life and death.
It could be.
Just fucking text somebody, even. Like, and people are there.
There's lots of stories out there. One person that I have, you know, talked with before, they're like, you know what saved me one day is they were thinking about, they're like, you know what? They had planned out their suicide for that night. And one difference made is like, because they're like, no one cares about me. You know, if I leave, whatever, big deal. I'm just tired of this. And there was a person who was nice to him that day. And that was the only thing of difference, because they kind of went, well, you know, it was that whole like, I need a sign that, you know, it didn't even matter. And it was someone being nice. And it was like the stupidest thing. I don't remember what it was. It was like, you know, oh, they gave up their seat at the bus. Or, you know, it's just something really stupid. And it comes back to that. I wonder if part of this is because of the way society is now, where we've shifted from the, we're thinking of what's good for society versus now it's kind of the, hey, what's good for me? You know, stupid small things like, I don't make sure my kids, my kids run a mucking thing. And when you get mad, when a person gets mad, it's like, why are you, don't try and tell me how to raise my kids. And I mean, I know different issue, but it's also kind of, is that part of it? Because we focus so much on ourselves and society now, is that also causing a problem? Because we're not thinking about other people. We're not being selfless. We're not putting other people's thoughts above our own. Mm-hmm. Whereas some other person actually may need that more than you. Because, you know, yeah, my life, you know, it's pretty good. I don't live in a third world country. Yeah, I have my trials and stuff. But in reality, it's nothing. I have food. I've got a place to live. I got a family who cares about me. You know, I'm not like waking up and like, all right, what am I going to eat today? Let's hope, you know, hopefully the shelter has food, you know. And I'm not saying that, you know, that's an excuse, but it's true. Maybe I should be more kind to other people, but it's, I wonder if that does play into it. You know, as we've gotten more social media, we're also becoming more self-centered in our views. And if that's being part of it, because we're not sharing the love.
I mean, I'm sure that that's a part of it too, but mental health is something that I don't think is just as cut and dry as the basic needs of life.
No. People,
human beings are fucked. You know, we have this, it's true, because like we have this amazingly powerful brain that never shuts the fuck up sometimes, you know, and I don't know. I couldn't imagine having myself as my own worst enemy. And I almost feel like some people feel that way, like the way that people talk about depression and suicidal thoughts. It's
sometimes I think too, like, and not to be, you know, and not to be insensitive to you, Jace, but I think with, you know, it's like, you know, call this hotline or do what, I mean, getting the word out there. I mean, that does a ton of good. Right. But I also think like sometimes if somebody's mind is made up, their mind is made up.
Yeah.
And there's not much you could do to change that. Maybe it is just the way someone is wired. You know, maybe that is just because there's a line that has to be crossed, you know, to actually doing that.
Yes.
And it's just, I don't know. I mean, it's like, well, I was thinking of this documentary I watched, and it was about people that jump off the Golden Gate Bridge. And there was a guy, and he jumped, and he lived, and he got super fucked up, you know, when he hit the water, like he was, you know,
concrete and water.
Yeah, broke tons of bones, blah blah blah. But when, you know, and he finally healed, and now he's a motivational speaker. And one of the things he said is that things were so bad and I just did it. But as he was falling, the only thing he could think of is, I should not have done that. Like, what did I do? Like, he's like, the whole time before he hit the water, he instantly regretted his decision to do it. And I don't know. It's just something that I don't think people that, I don't know. Like, I don't want to say not capable of that, because we're capable of anything. You know what I mean? Like, I personally, I can't comprehend that. I don't know And this is what I try to tell my daughter. Like, there is nothing in your life that you can't come back from with all of us. Like, honestly, like, there's nothing that you could do that you can't come back, that you think is so hard in your life that you can't reach out to someone or try and come back for it, from it. Because once this happens, once you make this decision and somebody does this, like, there's no coming back from this. And I don't know. And that's, I wish I could remember the whole conversation I had with her, because I was definitely a lot more insightful than I am right now. And honestly, like, I knowing that we were going to talk about this tonight, I think it kind of set the tone in my head for, like, for the way this whole show was going. I just haven't felt myself, because I knew that we were going to talk about this, and it's a really heavy thing. And occasionally we do get heavy on the show, and that's just part of it. You know, we're human, and all of our friends have different experiences, and, you know, and you wanted to come on to talk about this. And I, you know, I think that that's awesome. And that's, you know, I think that's part of you trying to get past it too, and trying to talk about it and get it out there. And I hope you're doing okay. Like, how are you doing now? How's your family doing after all this?
Well, I mean, there's good days and bad days, you know, but for the most part, I just try to remember the good times I had with him. And my mom worried more about my mom, because she was right there when it happened. So, you know, it's, she was actually in the room when he did it. So, but I keep in touch with her as much as I can. It was between work and stuff, and I text her and talk to her and have her come down here and go up there to her, to the house and stuff. But it's really hard for me to go up to the house right now, because that's, you know, where I remember everything. So, but, you know, it's just a day at a time, you know, just a day at a time.
How about the rest of the family? How about, like, your kids, and how are they doing?
They're doing all right. I mean, they were really super surprised when it happened. You know, my son, we were actually that weekend, we had to go pick him up from his college, because he was done. He was coming back here to go start a job here. So that, it happened on Friday. We went over there on Saturday to pick him up. And my daughter actually was at the hospital with me when we were saying our goodbyes. So she kind of got to see him. So it was, you know, one of those things where, she's been around her great grandma before, you know, when she was dying or whatnot. But he wasn't even really there when we were at the hospital. It was just his body shutting down, basically, at the time. So, but yeah, it's difficult, you know, on some days. And some days it's okay, you know. But I've had a few more glasses of wine than I should have had, you know, here and there. But I may have picked up a cigarette or two once in a while, just to kind of not get back into it, but just to kind of cut the nerves out.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I hear you, man. Well, you know, I'm happy that you wanted to at least talk about it. And, you know, it's, we haven't really had a chance to, like, you know, at least talk in party chat that much. You know, we just, you know, we talk in our group DM, and, you know, I think about you a lot. And
I appreciate it.
And I'm glad that things are getting a little bit easier, because I know that came out of nowhere.
And definitely. It's just going rough about her business that day, and all of a sudden we get a phone call saying, "Hey, he just shot himself." So it's rough. It's definitely rough.
Well, all I could say is, you know, if you have somebody, if you have a loved one out there that, you know, that you're worried about, call them, text them, you know, do whatever. Don't put it off till tomorrow. Don't say, you know, just take the time, because, like they were saying before, you know, it's just a one little act of kindness can kind of turn something around for somebody, you know, on that day. And you don't know when it could be that, when they're, you know, when they're just not feeling, you know, they're just feeling down. And I know we all have those days, and I battle with, you know, I don't want to say, like, you know, all out depressed. I don't know. I didn't even know how to even describe it, but you know.
We all get down on days and stuff. Just it could be financial. It could be just kids bugging you. It could be the wife doing something. You know, it could be anything. Could be just you're not feeling well yourself, you know. It's just even when I was a kid, I had, you know, some suicidal thoughts when my parents got divorced, and I felt like I was, you know, my whole world was gone and everything too. But I got through with my friends, just talking with them and stuff, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, and I know what you're talking about. You know, I know that I've kind of thought that before, like, you know, like that'll show them. You know what I mean, and it's that kind of thing, you know, that you, that's in situations where you're depressed. Not everybody thinks that way, but it's like I've experienced that before.
Mm-hmm.
This week I was like, Father's Day is a tough day,
yeah,
right?
It's very tough.
Father's Day was tough for you. Father's Day, like, ever since my dad and I have had our falling out, like, it's just not the same. And I always, what's, like, kind of fucked up is I think to myself, like, it just sucks that, like, do I feel selfish or, like, you lost your dad, and here I have my dad that I don't talk to. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, whereas, like, you know, you would do anything to probably, you know, talk to your dad one more time or do whatever. And my relationship with mine is so fucked up that it's just, we just don't talk. And then, but I talked to my mom this week. And my mom and I weren't super close, but we're kind of getting there. Like, that relationship is kind of coming around. And so I talked to her for about an hour and a half the other day. And, you know, I was kind of, she was kind of putting things in perspective with me, and because I was kind of battling with, do I reach out? Do I not reach out at this point? Right? Because I was telling her that when I think about what happened between him and I don't feel that pain anymore. I don't feel the sting of, like, being angry.
Yeah.
It's just kind of like, and that was kind of holding me back before. Whereas now I'm like, maybe it's time, you know what I mean? And even if it means that we're not buddy buddies anymore,
yeah,
at least it means I've kind of like closed that chapter and maybe have some closure and just kind of let that whole thing go. Because the thing is, you know, I miss talking to him, you know, and when we had this big falling out and that just didn't happen anymore, and I wouldn't let myself kind of go through with the making up process because I felt I was wronged. And, you know, it was a pretty big deal. It was a big deal enough for him and I not to have talked for 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, like, he had, you know, what, triple bypass surgery, I think, like, a year or two ago. And I did text him, you know, I had all these people texting me, you know, telling me that he was going in for surgery, and they're like, you should go down and see him. And I was like, well, you know what? It's really not going to make anybody feel better but him. Like, I don't feel better about it, so I'm just going to go down there. So maybe that was a dick move on my part, you know, but I couldn't justify it to myself. I would feel like shit if I went down and put everything aside to make him feel better.
Yeah.
For a minute, you know, I don't know. It's just tough, but I think, like, as I get older too, I think I'm getting a little bit more introspective to the point where, you know what, maybe I don't need to hang on to, like, all these grudges or all these hard feelings. Maybe I just let bygones be bygones and say, look, you know,
we're never going to be really close, but we'll still talk and everything.
Yeah. But again, you know, it sucks, because here I am. I have this person that I could reach out to and see tomorrow if I wanted to. You know, like, am I being, you know, selfish? But I don't know. It's something I'm still struggling with. But definitely, like, you know, thinking about you and your situation kind of puts it in perspective for me, for sure.
Yeah.
But anyway, I appreciate you coming on, Jason, and talking about this with us and with everybody, because I know, you know, even if for the people out there that listen to this and, you know, don't think that it affects them or whatever, you know, hopefully there's people out there that it will help, or, you know, get them kind of, you know, thinking about it, or, you know, trying to reach out to somebody. And yeah, that's going to be it for us for this week, guys. Have a great week. We'll be right back.